You are tired.
Discussion. Healthy topics. Reaction from people around the world.
Feel good.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. So here we go again. This is our episode 16. I would like to thank our listeners that always there to support this podcast. To those who downloaded from their favorite podcasts, Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcast, Podbean, Player FM, Podchaser, TuneIn, Podcast Republic, Deezer, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Podfriend, Podcast Addict, Castbox, Listen Notes, Castro, iHeartRadio, and more. So we're everywhere. And also, I would like to thank for those who subscribe to our channel, the Filipino World Channel and Canadian Experience Channel, from YouTube, Facebook Watch, Dailymotion, IGTV, Rumble TV, and Twitch TV. All right, so you are listening and watching Feel Good with Joe Arcaya. Of course, your host, no other than me, Joe Arcaya, at your service. Thank you. All right. So, there was a famous quote which says, "Behind every successful man, there is a woman." Do you believe in that? And what if we do it vice versa? Behind every successful woman, there is a man. What do you think?
What?
All right, well, let's make it a family team. Behind the success of the family team, there is a commander-in-chief. There's a commander-in-chief. Whether it's the man or the woman. All right, anyways, what captures my interest of our topic today is the term, the successful immigrant woman. Sounds like Canadian Experience channel is for a Canadian experience, eh? So this more likely the discovery of what a woman can do to empower herself, not only by herself, but empowering every woman who may read our guest's book. So please welcome Ify and Wudike. Is the owner of the Successful Immigrant Woman, a strategist, speaker, success coach, finance expert, education, student affairs professional, CPA. There's so much credential here. All right, here is our guest. Please welcome Ify. How are you, Ify?
Hi, Joe. I'm doing well today. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So we're both, to those who are watching us, we're wearing red here. It's New Year.
Yes. So how red are you? Is my favorite color.
Yeah, me too. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. And you?
We're good. So I was just so very interested with your book here. And yeah, you know, Ify is my co-choir member at St. Mark's, but I don't know much about her, and I was just surprised about this book that you wrote. So, before we talk about your book, let's talk about you. So, who is Ify before you immigrate What's your immigration story?
Well, where do I start? My journey in Canada is actually my second immigration. I immigrated first so many years ago, first to Italy, and then had my four children in Italy, and then we moved as a large family to Canada. And so my immigration story is very similar to some other immigration stories. I'm originally from Nigeria. And my first immigration story was just my husband had already immigrated and had been living outside the country for many years, and he came to Nigeria for Christmas, and we met. And so my first immigration story was going over to now live with my husband as I had gotten married at that point. And my second immigration story is very different. Italy was definitely fun to be in. But again, as our family started growing, started thinking of, the future of our children. Of course, even though I had learned to speak Italian, we kind of recognized that it would be a challenge to support the children in their education and in many other ways with the limited Italian that we had learned. So moving to a country that speaks English was the option that we had. So this actually helps me to identify with a lot of immigrants that I come across who are struggling with language barriers, because I can understand the pains that come with, having to learn a new language. But also I see the power, that we have when we are able to learn and master many languages. So that's one of the things that is part of my immigration story, that quest to better myself, to better my family and my children, but also using that as a way to empower other people, other immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. So, what title, there's so much in here, so what's your main career before you came here in Canada?
It's interesting because our career path is never really linear. My first undergraduate degree was in accounting, so I had a degree in accounting from Nigeria, and then in Italy I was a stay-at-home mom, so I stopped my career for 10 years to take care of my young children, and then coming over to Canada while the children were still young and all under the age of 6, I decided that I could go back to work at that point. So I also pursued my professional accounting designation in Canada. And from there, yes, I also ventured off the financial path, and I explored student services and student affairs, predominantly, helping adult learners in their professional and personal leadership development and growth. And I really, really enjoyed that. And I've also, I've just been volunteering as well, empowering women, because I'm very passionate about female empowerment, whether it's through their personal finance or their career development or their success as a success coach. So many things that I do here, it's never really a linear career path. And that's also how I encourage people, because sometimes, for me, I remember once thinking, okay, I'm an accountant, so I'm just going to be moving in this linear progression from being a financial analyst to a controller to a CFO. But things don't just go that way sometimes. So it's that holistic view of being and accepting all your gifts and being able to use your skills in many ways.
Why is it you wrote about the sex, being a successful immigrant woman? Why not finance or about accounting or?
Wow, it's interesting you asked me that question, because you know, I really wanted to write about personal finance. You know, there's just so many ways that women can be empowered and empower each other. And at first, being passionate about personal finance and knowing that it's one of the things that can make a woman feel, you know, courageous and bold, I was really wanting to write about that. But then 2020 happened, right? Yeah. When the whole world was thrown into this pandemic. And so while I was reflecting about the pandemic and all the things that we were thrown into, I thought, you know, this is very different from what immigrant women go through. You know, we venture into new territories, into uncharted waters. We don't know what it's going to look like. So this book, it came about from, you know, reflecting on 2020, but also thinking that, you know, who celebrates immigrant women who have gone through all of these for many years and some are still going through it. So this book really celebrates immigrant women. I have talked to so many of them and they are all amazing. And he also lays out those strategies, some of the strategies that immigrant women use to, you know, to adapt and to thrive through uncharted territories. So that's why this book came about. And I think women are, I mean, everybody, we just have to be, you know, we're everything. We're not just, you know, it's not only about finance. Yeah. It's not only about being an immigrant. It's not only about being a woman. Like, we come as a total package. Mm-hmm. So I thought right about that.
All right. So, there are many women here that are new, and yes, some of them are single parents. Those yes. are the most hardest one. You have the support from your husband, from your kids. How can this book will help those single moms?
Yes, so, you know, sometimes we tend to think that, you know, like if we are placed in a specific situation, that we are very much different from somebody in a different scenario. I am fortunate and blessed, you know, that I have my spouse with me as we are raising our children, as we are growing in our lives as individuals, but also as a couple. But we also have our challenges, you know. They may be different from the challenge that a single mother faces. But, you know, the principles of working through your challenges, of coming out successful, they do apply mostly the same way in any situation that you find yourself. So for an immigrant woman, or for any woman, any single mother, my heart reaches out to them. Actually, I have my younger sister who is a widow, a young widow, right, with four children. So I understand firsthand the struggles that single mothers go through. And what I encourage them to do is, you know, one of the things that can help them is definitely anchoring on something higher than themselves, knowing that for me, it's God. So whatever, you know, higher power that they can anchor themselves on, it's definitely very helpful, because they can't do without that. It's always gonna be something that they focus on and come back to and find purpose in. But also knowing that there is always support. Like, there is people, whether it's family, whether it's a community like the church community, your workplace, there is always somebody to help, be taking care of the children for you so you get some help, some rest, or the resources that are available in the community. So it's good to reach out. Sometimes people don't know how to help you. You have to tell them where you need help and how you need help. And also, everybody, regardless of your status, whether you're single or married or have a partner or not, we all already come, you know, blessed with so many gifts inside of us. Everybody's got assets. So being aware and recognizing what the a single mom is blessed with, what are her assets, she can definitely leverage those and maximize those to make sure that she's successful. So those are some of the things I will share with a single mother. But knowing her worth and her value, and knowing that she's definitely blessed, is something that can encourage her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. About the title, yes. Success. Sometimes we are, well, even we have money, we have everything, we're still looking for success. How can we tell to ourselves that we are already on a stage that we can tell, or some people look at us as a successful person, but we didn't see it in ourselves? How or when can we tell that we are already in the situation of us a successful person? How would we define us as successful person?
That is another excellent question, Joe. Yeah. And you know why I say that? Because I believe that every single person, through different seasons of their life, will have, you know, to personally define what success is for them. I think the problem with society and with a lot of us is we live in this comparison mode where we are always trying to compare ourselves with other people. And for me, success has to be my own definition for myself. So what does success look like for me? It will definitely be different from what success looks like for you. And believing in myself and being able to identify at any particular time what success looks like. It could be as simple as the fact that I woke up this morning, you know, because there are some mornings you wake up and you don't feel like getting up your bed. So if I am able to actually get up that morning and go do my exercise, that is success. And I make sure to celebrate that, right? Because yeah. I think sometimes we forget. So it's success would have to be defined by each individual, really thinking what does success mean to them, and making sure they're not comparing themselves with other people, because that's a sure way to set yourself up for failure. Anytime you begin to, you know, compare yourself with other people, because you don't even know what their own success is, we just see what we see. Most of what success is for every individual, it's really underneath. It's like when you think of that iceberg, right? You only see, I don't know, like 5% at the top. You don't know the 95% that is hidden underneath. So why compare yourself to somebody else? You don't even really know what their definition of success is. That is a sure path to failure. So I will say, define success for yourself. Identify for yourself what your purpose is at any point in time, and work towards that. And once you achieve that, that's success for you.
Yeah, that's very true, because some people, they compare themselves, like, this guy has a big house and I only have a small house, and this guy has is a lawyer and I dream about that and I want to become like that. So maybe it's also to find happiness is to be, you know, to identify. You're right. You're very right for what you have said. And I agree with you for that. It's a reality.
Yes, yeah. It is. And who knows? You know, like you used the example of of the big house. That's again the physical, right? That's what we see. What if that person is, you know, is knee deep in debt? Do you want to own their debt as well? You probably don't, right? And what if, you know, they're struggling to maintain that big house? You know, so sometimes you want to be careful what you ask for, right? Because you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes there are rich people there, but they're not happy.
Yeah, well, and it's also, you know, in my opinion, too, when we talk about rich people, you know, it also depends on your definition of what richness means, right? So it's not only, I mean, we tend to say us versus them, like they're those rich people. Yeah. But what does rich mean to you?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you define it for yourself, you will be surprised at how rich you are, and just be grateful for that.
Because sometimes we rate the success being a rich, right? But sometimes if there's no happiness on it, we cannot tell it as it's a success, right? So
Exactly. And it's some of the things I identified in the successful immigrant woman, making sure that we're separating those definitions and being very mindful and clear on what do you mean by success, you know, because you're right. A lot of us, a lot of people will equate success to rich. But then what does it mean to be rich, really?
All right. So well said. So this book is more like you are a coach. What are you coaching?
So I coach, I do success coaching, and what success coach looks like is when I work with people, I like to look at people as you know, we already got all we need inside of us. Right.
Yeah.
So anything I'm working with you on, whether it's on your career or on your personal and professional development or on your personal finance, I try to work with you to identify your strengths, because I feel that your self-awareness is key. So once you know your strengths, which is your asset, nobody can take what you already own from you, right? So it is what you have, what you've been blessed with. So identifying that and basing, you know, whatever problem or need that you have, looking at it through that perspective of leveraging your strengths. I like to see it this way, you know, I'm right-handed, so my right hand is my dominant hand. If I wanted to cut veggies, I don't think of grabbing the knife with my left hand and start to chop veggies with my left hand. I will always go with my right hand. Now, does that mean that my left hand is useless? No, it's not useless. If I ever hurt my right hand, I will have to learn how to use my left hand. But it's never going to be as smooth as using my right hand. So when I work with people as a success coach, I'm not neglecting that they have some areas where they may not be strong on. But I focus on working with them in making sure that they are shining their brilliance, using more and leveraging more of those areas where they have strengths, because it's going to be effortless. It flows when you work from a place of strength. So identifying that, identifying what gaps you have and what you want to achieve, and thinking of, you know, those assets that you have and which strength can you use to achieve that goal. That's what I do with people.
Oh, all right. So when, like, there are some people that I've done lots of things, but still I'm struggling, and when should I need a coach, and why?
So if you're doing things and you're struggling, that's a sure indicator that you need help. Okay. Sometimes, you know, some people tend to think that getting a coach or asking for help is a sign of weakness. I think it's is a strength because, you know, we are social beings. We are meant to support and help each other. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you don't have it all means that there's somebody out there mm-hmm. that can help you, right?
Yeah.
With what you don't really know how to do well.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself struggling or doing something, but it's taking you a long time
uh-huh.
to get there. Uh-huh. And when you get there, it's not as smooth, mm-hmm. right? It's the product or the outcome is not as great.
Yeah.
It's a good time to look for a coach because they will ask you those questions that you would not be asking yourself. It will help you to become more aware. It will mm-hmm. expose some of the things that you have not been thinking of. So it's always great to work with a coach on many different aspects of your life. The truth for me is that I always seek coaches and mentors. You know, as soon as I became a mom, I knew it was time to look for a mentor or a coach. You know, when I was thinking of going back to the corporate world, right away, I knew I needed a mentor and a coach. You know, so I'm always looking for coaches and mentors because I don't think I know it all.
Yeah.
And I need people to ask me those uncomfortable questions because that's when I will grow. I need people to tell me the truth about myself. And that's what coaches do.
All right. So in regards to this book, should we say when they get the copy of this book, they will this book will serve as a coaching them how to become a successful immigrant here in Canada, or should we consider that, right? As when they get this book, this serves as a coaching already.
You know, the book can never really replace a coach. You can get lots of information from the book. The book is a resource.
Mm-hmm.
It can mentor you. I have, you know, a lot of mentors and coaches who have never met me personally because I listen to podcasts,
yeah.
I read books, you know, I look at YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And there's people I subscribe to. I've never met them personally, but they do coach me. Mm-hmm. They do mentor me. So that's what the book will do for you. It's a good resource. Now, if you read the book and there are, you know, certain areas in the book that you want to dig deeper mm-hmm. into, depending on what season you're in, right? Or what kind of support that you look for, I will say that at that point, you need to reach out either to me or to any other coach to really work with that. The good thing though about having the book is that it's always there. You can always refer to it. And for me, when I read books, you know, I take away today something, but tomorrow, if I read the book again, there's always something different because it's gonna speak to me in different seasons of my life.
Yeah. All right. So I was scanning your. Actually, I just read one article that you wrote from your blog. You're also a blogger.
Yes.
And when did you start?
When did I start blogging? It's been a couple of years now. I started blogging actually to practice as soon as I decided I was going to write a book.
Yeah.
For some personal finance at first. I started blogging to get comfortable with, you know, having the thoughts in my head out there, but also as a way to share some of the tips and tricks that I know with other people. So I would say in 2019 or early 2020 was when I started blogging.
Does the pandemic is one of the reason also it contributes to why you're doing this or?
No, the pandemic, I started blogging before the pandemic.
Okay.
It wasn't really my reason for blogging.
Yeah.
I was just, I like to write and I feel that writing is one of my strengths. I communicate well when I write. The uncomfortable part was, you know, being out there. I didn't know who was going to read the blog or who is reading the blog. But it's still something that I'm putting out there in the universe.
Yeah.
And I knew that it was going to bless, you know, whoever, you know, at any point in time, somebody that comes across any of the content, they will be blessed in some way. Yes. So I thought it's time to support people. It's time to encourage each other. And so that's when I started blogging.
All right. So one of the blogs that, or the article that you wrote here is the one that caught me. Here's the power, the one that you wrote in January 18, 21, last year.
Yeah.
One of your New Year article is a power through newness, new
yes.
year, new goals, new you. So if you with this with this title, what is your title for this year if you rewrote this article?
You know, this year I've really been thinking a lot about, you know, fear.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think I mentioned it a little bit, my theme actually for this January, because I like to work in themes. I like to have the word that drives me.
Yeah.
And my theme this January is Uncharted Waters.
Wow.
And I think it speaks to my experience, not only as an immigrant woman, but also for the new things that are coming my way this year. So I know that, you know, the beginning of any new season is a good time for a lot of people to start to reflect about newness, about, you know, what could they do differently or what they want to achieve. So I will encourage, you know, people that are in this new year to consider uncharted waters, you know, as something that helps them to grow. We only grow when we are uncomfortable. That means we're gonna learn a lot of new things. We're gonna discover a lot about ourselves, because, you know, if you're not uncomfortable, you don't learn what you can do. You just be doing what you've always been doing. But it also makes you to be so grateful, because you will see that the people that went before you through those uncharted waters, it will expose to you their strength, all they went through, and it just fills you with gratitude for those that have gone before us, for those that have charted, created those charts before us, but also it gives you that vision and purpose, because you're doing the same for people that are coming after you. So I also mentioned about fear. So being that I'm really rooted in my spirituality, I am encouraged by the words in the Bible where it says, "Fear not." I am with you always. So even though I go through uncharted waters, as I'm trying out new things this year, I will live with faith and fear not, because I have the God that I anchor on. So I remember that as well.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yes.
Yeah. And what will the reader will discover or discover in this book if you give them a hint? So what's inside of this book that you wrote?
You know, I think that there are lots of things that the reader could discover, and specifically depending on the journey that they are currently on. One of the things, and you know, it's something that is also at the cover of the book, is a handbag. And for every woman, they will identify the importance of a handbag. So my hope for anybody that is reading it is to know that, just like that, you know, that image that we have, or just knowing that we have our handbags, and inside any bag a woman carries, she always has a lot of things, and they are mostly the things that she may need at any point in time. So, you know, reflecting on that and reading the book helps you recognize that you already have all you need inside of you. What you may need help with is somebody to help you draw out the right item from your bag at the right time. But you already always have whatever you need for every situation. You may not see it, but it's right there in your bag. So I'm hoping that, you know, whoever reads the book, whatever speaks to them is that item in their bag that they need at that point, because they got it. They may just need someone to pull it out for them at the right time.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, that's true. There are so many things that sometimes it's within us, but we are afraid to use it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. So, we don't even know that we have it, right? At that time, because there's so much going on.
Yeah.
You don't remember what you have sometimes.
And I think that's what needs to be having a coach. If you have that strength, but you know you don't know how to use it, and that's the time we need a coach.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're struggling with anything, if you have a lot of questions in your head, you know, and you can't seem to figure out what the answer is, or you've been doing something and it's not working, you're not getting the results. It doesn't mean that you know, you're worthless or, you know, you can't do it. It just may be a pointer for you that you need some help. Just find a coach to help you with that.
All right, so well said. So I will put put the links and everything that's about the books and your blog on the description on every video that we have here, for so that the audience can or listeners can reach you.
Thank you so much.
This is a silly question, because you're a member. Oh, you sing in a choir. So have you dreamed in your lifetime become a successful singer or a famous singer?
If I tried, I definitely know I will be good, but I love to sing.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the famous, but for now, I just sing along.
Yeah. Yeah, I should ask you that. It's a silly question.
No, it's not silly. You never know, right? I could definitely. I believe that I have the gift. I think my voice is good.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know, if I train it, can you imagine
how
better it will be? So you never know.
Yeah, I forgot to ask that question.
Oh no.
it's fun to hear.
Well, you can ask it and then put it in the video.
Yeah.
But you just have to do a lot of editing.
Yeah. Actually, I'm recording this.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's fun, because some people has like where we dream to become like this, we dream to become like that, but we are afraid to do it. Right, so
yes.
that's the problem. If you don't try, when
sometimes you know what I've come to learn, and I think maybe it comes with age, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, just don't have expectations when you're trying, because I think it's when you have expectations you're actually so afraid.
Yeah,
but if you're just trying, okay, it may work out, it may not work out, then it actually, you have a good experience, whether it works out or not. You have a good experience, and I think yes, for me, the experience matters.
Yeah.
You know, it's more than just trying it because I'm so afraid, I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
Then I'm not really going through the joys of the journey itself.
Yeah.
So no expectations, and whether it works out or not, I still had fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is it that? There are some young people that already successful, and some are, you know, they're on their 50s. That's the time they become successful. Is it because of the experience, or those young people was guided by their parents, or?
You know what I think? I mean, it's not one thing. It's a combination of things that come in there. But one of the key things is having clarity and focus. You know, when people are clear on what they want to do, they are clear on their vision, and they focus on it, the chances of being successful is like a lot. Because even when they meet obstacles on the way, they are very clear on where they are going. So they will find a way, you know, there'll be a detour, they'll find a way around it, under it, like however, but they have a place they are going. As opposed to, you know, if you just woke up every day and you're like, yeah, whatever, then whatever happens, right? You may, there'll be a lot of hit and miss, you know, you're like, whatever happens, and sometimes that leads you nowhere, right? You're maybe even living somebody else's dream because you had no focus, you were not clear on your own. So a big part of that, of success, is actually being clear and having that focus. And of course, then you have to have the actions, you know, to get you the results. So that's usually the difference. And so those younger people, they are being driven by a vision that they're very clear on and focused on. That's what happens. And it's a, I think it's a blessing for people to discover that when they are really young, to know what they really want in life and focus on it. Sometimes they have a lot of support. And some people, it's what life has taught them. Sometimes it's not because they had like rich parents or had lots of resources. It's because they've gone through hardship. And then they, you know, get that wisdom, I would say, and that they need to focus.
And they're a good follower.
Yes.
Have you had any experience that a person hire you to become a coach, but along the way, they are stubborn?
They are what?
Along the way, they're stubborn.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, there's people that they are not open, right? So if somebody already believes that they know it all, then they are not open and they can't grow. So even though they've recognized that they're not getting the results they want, but they think that they already know what they should do, and they're not open to listening to you, they're not really saying to themselves that they are stubborn, but they're not open. So if you already know everything, you can't learn. So that's a problem.
Have you mentored a person like that, that they get your services to coach them, but it's hard for you?
You know, I've mentored, not coached, I've mentored people like that. Sometimes, you know, if we recognize it early, I'll just be plain, you know, I'll say the truth. I'm like, you know, you gotta be open, you gotta try this. And I mean, I can never guarantee, because I can only share what I know. The work has to be done by the person. So I'll let the person know, you're only going to get as much as you put in. You're not going to put in. My own take is that I will give it my 100% because I've agreed to it. But I can't guarantee the outcome. The person also has to give it their own 100%. So when that happens, I mean, it has happened where you have, you know, where I've met people that you know, are really not doing the work. I have to be, you know, firm and say, you know, we're kind of wasting our times, each other's time. So I'd rather do something else with my time. If you don't want to work on this. Sometimes that gets people thinking, because, you know, if I'm saying that you're wasting my time, you're wasting your own time, we should just stop it, right? That stops them in their track.
All right. And what is your parting message to our viewers and podcast listeners who are seeking success in life, especially those women who are newly migrated here in Canada, even those maybe I think maybe those, even in the one that's in the US or wherever they are.
Yeah.
So what's your parting words for them?
You know, I want to encourage your listeners or anybody that is going to listen to this to let them know that they are worth it. They have value. I recognize that there is a lot of struggle and challenges that come with immigration or with starting something new. However, you're just a bold person. You know, you're very courageous to have stepped forward to do it. So you started the journey. So don't be afraid. You must, you know, seek help. You must have those social connections. Start from wherever you are. Connect with people because you cannot do it alone. But don't listen to that negative talk. If you've already made this bold move, the next step is even less scary than the first step that you took. So I encourage you, you know, if you're new or if you're an immigrant and you are struggling at this point, to know that you've got what you need, you've got the strength. If you've already taken this first step, now take it further by reaching out, making sure you have that social network. It could be a community, you know, even if it's the area that you're from, whatever part of the world that you're from, that community, if you find them in the place that you are, join them. It could be a community that you could join virtually as well. There are so many available right now. It could be a church community. It could be a school community. Just make sure that you have the right social network, because together we can achieve a lot more than when we are alone. And that's one way to shut down any negative talk, self-talk that may be happening in you right now. So yeah, power on. You've already taken the first step, which is the biggest step, and continue on your journey. You'll make it. You'll be successful.
All right, that's well said. All right, so I have a parting message here, and I need your opinion for this.
Okay.
All right, here it is. The essential meaning of success, according to Merriam-Webster, I quoted it from Merriam-Webster, is the fact of getting or achieving wealth, respect, or fame. That's what success for her. So finding success is by looking on a small success that is happening in your life every day. Achieving your wish, like you wish a good meal for today and you have it, then it's a success.
Yes.
You've always prayed to come home safe to your family every day, from everyday work, and you came home safe. It's a success. Even waking up every morning is a success.
Yes.
Collecting those small successes that is happening in your life every day is a foundation in becoming a successful person, by appreciating those small ladder or step of success. So what do you think about that?
Absolutely, I agree with that definition. In fact, I had used one of the examples there, you know, like getting up in the morning.
Yeah.
For some people, that's what success is. And I like the fact that he talked about gratitude, because, you know, yes, we're not going to say there are no challenges in life. But I think, you know, anytime you base whatever you're doing, your outlook of life, on the little blessings that you have, those really small blessings, it just opens you up to more and more things to be grateful for. So it's about your you know, your outlook. It's about how you interpret what's happening around you at any time. If you're able to see those blessings, those successes, those little wins, and celebrate them by being grateful, then you're going to just see more things to be grateful for. You're going to be open to more opportunities, does that mean you're not going to struggle? No, that would not be realistic. But however, once you're open to opportunities, even in the midst of challenges, you will be successful.
Yes. All right. So to all our listeners, thank you, Ify, for your time. And all the positive energy, I feel the goosebumps when you said about the example that you said here. When we wake up, when we woke up every morning, and it's a success. So I feel the goosebumps from there, because we did not discuss anything about this podcast, and I just wrote it, and it came out into your words, and
yes,
and that's the spirit of positivism, right?
Yes.
All right. So this is the end of our podcast, and I'm very, very happy that you are my first guest for this year, and
yay!
It starts with a very positive energy.
Well, thank you. I am honored to have been the first person on this podcast this year, and I truly hope that, you know, I've encouraged and inspired someone out there, you know, to be the best version of themselves, mm-hmm. regardless of what may be happening around us.
Besides this pandemic here, there's lots of people that are affected, and you know, they need this book to start over again.
Just do the best you can.
Anytime. All right. So thank you so much. And this is the end of our podcast. Please don't forget to click the link on the description of this podcast and the video from the description. Just click so that you get some copy of it. It's very helpful for you guys. And thank you, Ify. Happy New Year. All right, so, and again, I would like to thank our listeners that always there to support our podcast, to those who download it from their favorite podcast apps. Thank you so much, and to those who are subscribers from our channel, YouTube, Facebook, Watch, Dailymotion, IGTV, Rumble TV, and Twitch TV. Thank you so much for your support. You all listening and watching Feel Good with Joe Arcaya, of course, your host here,
Joe Arcaya.